Hello. I'm glad to see all of you. Today, I'm going to tell you a true story. Now, the names in the story have been changed to protect the identity of the people in the story. But this story is about a special little boy. And he was 12 years old at the time of this story. And he was born with a terminal disease. Do you know what that is? Anybody know?
It means it's like a tumor is like a clot thing.
It very well could be. There's all different kinds of terminal diseases.
Can it be like a blood clogged for his disease?
Maybe it is, but in his case, his brain didn't form like your brains, and his body didn't form like your body. And so his brain thought a little bit slower, and it was hard for him to move around. And even though he was 12 years old, he was still in the second grade classroom of Miss Miller. And Miss Miller would get kind of frustrated because Jeremy made sounds, and sometimes he drooled, and sometimes he shifted around in his seat. And most of the time, he would just sit and stare like he didn't know what was going on. Once in a while, he would seem to be understanding what was going on, but most of the time, he didn't. And she was just very frustrated. She thought he was a distraction to her class, and so she thought, I'm going to talk to his parents. So she called his parents in and had a meeting with them, and she said, I think that Jeremy needs to be in a special school where it can meet his needs better. It's not fair for him to be in a class with other children that don't have special needs. When his mom heard that, and his dad, his mom began to cry because it made her sad. And his dad said, but Miss Miller, there is no school around this area like that. And it would be a shock for Jeremy if we took him out of school because we know he really likes it here. And so they ended the meeting, and it was wintertime, and as Miss Miller sat there looking outside at the cold snow outside, her heart felt very cold inside. And she thought, Jeremy can't learn anyways. He's not going to learn to read or write. So why should we keep working with him and trying to teach him? It's just a distraction. I have other students in my class that need my attention. And then I think God's Holy Spirit spoke to her heart. And she started feeling guilty. And she said, oh, God, I shouldn't complain about my problems because look what Jeremy's family's going through. They have much worse problems than I do. Please help me to be more patient with Jeremy. And she tried after that. And Jeremy still made noises, and she tried to ignore them. And one day, Jeremy got out of his chair. And he looked right at Miss Miller, and he walked right towards her, and he said in a loud voice, Miss Miller, I love you. Well, all the other kids started to snicker and laugh, and Miss Miller was embarrassed, and she didn't know what to do. And she said, that's very nice, Jeremy. Now go sit back in your seat. Well, winter passed, and spring came, like it is for us, and it was almost what time? What's tomorrow?
Easter.
That's right, and the children were excited about Easter, and they were talking about it, and so Miss Miller told them the story of Jesus, and she gave them an assignment because she wanted them to think about new life springing forth, like Jesus gave new life when he came out of the tomb. And so she gave each of them a big Easter egg just like this, and she said, I want you to take this home. And I want you to find something that shows new life springing forth and put it in your egg and bring it back, and we're going to talk about it. Now, Jeremy sat this whole time staring at her, and he did not look like he understood anything she said. And she goes, oh, no, he doesn't understand. Do you understand? Do all of you children understand the assignment? Yes, they said, and they left. And she thought after they left, well, I need to call Jeremy's parents to make sure that he understands this assignment. But when she got home that night, her sink was stopped up, and she had to go to the grocery store, and she had so many things to do to get ready for school the next day that she forgot to call his parents. Well, the next day, the children showed up at school with their eggs, and they were very excited, and they all put them in the little basket that Miss Miller had on her desk for the eggs, and when their math assignment was all done, Miss Miller went and got the eggs, and she pulled the first egg out of the basket, and she opened it. Ooh. And inside, what did she find?
A flower.
A flower. Surely a flower shows new life, doesn't it? Life springing forth, like the flowers pop up now in spring. And then she pulled out egg number two. And she opened it. And inside, a butterfly. And it looked almost real. We know caterpillars turn into butterflies and bring new life, don't they? She pulled out egg number three. What was in egg number three? In egg number three was a little rock with moss on it. And Miss Miller explained how the live growing moss brought new life, shows new life springing forth. And then she pulled out egg number four. Ooh, what do you think's in egg number four? You know?
Maybe a caterpillar?
Maybe a caterpillar? Maybe a baby flower that was blooming.
Maybe a baby flower blooming? Let's see. I guess.
Maybe a cat. I forgot what I was going to say.
It's okay. I forget all the time. Okay, well, let's see. She looked inside, and she gasped. What was inside?
Nothing.
Nothing. And she thought, oh, no, this must be Jeremy's egg. He didn't understand the assignment. But she didn't want to embarrass him, so she quietly put it aside. And then she heard Jeremy. Miss Miller, aren't you going to talk about my egg? She said, but Jeremy, you didn't put anything in the egg. It's empty. And Jeremy looked right into her eyes and softly said, yes, but the tomb was empty too. And then Miss Miller almost cried. And she said, but Jeremy, do you understand why the tomb was empty? And Jeremy said, oh, yes. Jesus died. They put him in the tomb, and his father raised him up. And then it was time for the children to go out to recess because the bell rang, and Miss Miller sat there and cried. Her heart was broken, and all the coldness left her heart. And you know, she realized that day that out of all those children in that classroom, Jeremy, the one who she didn't think could learn, was the one who understood the story about Jesus. So today, I have for each one of you an egg, not for Easter egg hunting, but because this egg for you is like Jeremy's egg. There is nothing in it. So tomorrow, when you guys celebrate Easter, I want you to put your egg somewhere where you remember where it's at, and at some time during the day, open it up. Look at that empty egg and think about the empty tomb that Jesus rose from for you so that you could have new life. Can you do that? Okay. So I'll let you each take an egg. And don't forget to pick up the offering, and we'll have prayer before you pick up the offering. Just grab one, honey. Okay. Just grab one. Just take an egg. Just take it with egg, honey. There you go. Good job. Grab quick. Are you ready? Just choose one. If you don't like it, then you can pass it to somebody else, give them and switch them out or whatever later. Thank you guys for being such good listeners. Can we pray? And don't forget to pick up the offering in the chapel, okay? Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, it's because of you that we Christians celebrate Easter. We thank you so much for your life and your death, for coming alive that we may have life with you forever. Help us never to forget that you are the reason, that you are the story that we need to look to. In your name, Jesus, amen. Thank you so much.